This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Biden's on a West Coast swing, Los Angeles this weekend for some fundraising and campaign work. A stop today, though, in Las Vegas, where, among other things, there's going to be an announcement of more than $8 billion for passenger rail projects across the country, among them a high-speed line between Vegas and Southern California. High-speed rail has been getting a whole lot of love globally as a climate-saving alternative to flying. There are thousands of miles of HSR crisscrossing Europe and Asia. Stateside, though, outside the rail-friendly Northeast Corridor, not really so much. We asked Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes to find out why.
Rick Harnish sounds almost reverent when he talks about high-speed rail. Makes sense. He leads the High-Speed Rail Alliance, an advocacy group.
Today in China, you could go the distance of Chicago to New York in 4.5 hours.
That's about 700 miles. And if you take Amtrak between those cities, the journey will be at least 5 times as long. One reason trains can't zip along that route is that in most of the country, Amtrak doesn't own the actual track. Robert Puentes leads the Eno Center for Transportation.
It's mostly owned by the freight rail companies who have their own businesses to run, have their own freight to deliver.
And who require passenger trains to share their tracks with freight trains, which are decidedly not high speed. Puentes says in order to have high speed passenger rail, we need to build dedicated track for it. And that's not really something we're used to doing.
We don't necessarily have the workforce. We don't have the project managers. We don't have the political apparatus, right? So all that kind of has to be done from scratch.
It's also incredibly expensive. Take the line that's aiming to connect Los Angeles and San Francisco. It'll involve tunneling through mountains. The Urban Institute's Yona Freemark says, yeah, the project received more than $3 billion this week from the feds.
Which may sound like a lot of money, but the project as a whole to connect Los Angeles and San Francisco is going to cost more than $100 billion to build. So this is just, frankly, a drop in the bucket when it comes to the overall project costs.
And it's not clear where all of that money is going to come from. Freemark says another challenge is that getting those rail lines from planning to completion requires decades of political will.
In order to ensure that projects that we're planning now actually get built, you need to have political consensus in favor of these investments over time.
He says it's not enough to have presidents and governors in favor of high-speed trains today. They need to be in favor for many administrations into the future. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.